around for many, many years. They even had a television broadcast, or like they did television specials. Tony Alamo had, I don't know, I guess he tried to emulate sort of like a Johnny Cash or Elvis singing style, but his creepiness and sleaziness just sort of very apparent in the recordings. So we're going to end with that. This is The Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Hope to see you, or whatever it is. I hope you can join me next week in my new hour, 7 p.m., same day, Tuesday, on WFMU. Take care, everyone.
You know, there's nothing better than to know that you're going to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. My lady son is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun. Oh, come.
Surely to My words cannot tell how sick I felt inside and wishing to die, living in torment, not willing to try. Meeting a reason to live in the dark. And when Jesus found me, like a little lost lamb, and lifted me gently when I took his hand. And now when I stumble and trouble set in, I know there's mighty healing.
Yeah, that was the soulful sound of Don Byas on the saxophone with I Don't Know Why. We opened up. We've been playing a lot of Dodo Marmarosa lately. That was the Dodo Marmarosa trio with Tradewinds. So look, this is Courtney. This is very important. I want to announce that they have a new schedule coming up, and I'm not on it. It's okay. This is going to be my last program on WFMU for a while. No tears. Come on. Wait till you hear what I have to say about this. It's great. First of all, I'm taking off for the summer from the radio schedule. I need to focus. There's a lot of repairs that need to be done on the Pouting Shanty. And I need to fix some leaks in the sulking shed. And the rage room. The rage room at my bunker outside, the rage room has some serious holes in the walls. How did that happen? Also, the loafing bench has a loose leg, as do I. And it also, you know what I'm gonna be? You know what they say? I'm going to be, it is in quotes here, I'm going to be spending more time with the family. By which, the family, I mean my cronies. There's Rummy Delbarton, Red Butler, Kip Mousley, Booker T. Bodenheim, of course. Oh, looking forward to spending a lot of time this summer with BTB. Willie the Mute, Brother Justin, and Sister Iris. Dr. Bop be hanging around. Also, my buddy Raul Jr., the second, and Floridix Hundwasser, and all the rest. We're going to be sitting around the bunker and in all the outbuildings spinning our favorite 78 RPM records, you know, off the radio. We're going to be sipping Schlaweasel bourbon and puffing fragrant Rancho Malarios and entertaining glamorous chorus dames and stargazing. Yes, yes, even our lady friends will be entertaining chorus dames. You know, as Cole Porter famously said, anything goes. Anyway, I'm quite happy about all this. It's not easy carrying the burden of excellence for an entire radio station. I think I've earned some R&R. That's rest and, what's the other R? Relaxation. That's right. My sabbatical will only demonstrate, you'll see, it's going to demonstrate conclusively how horrible the rest of the station is. Now, the guy who's going to be taking this one-hour slot, 7 to 8 on Tuesdays, starting next week, is this fellow, you heard him a little while ago, Micah. Now, he plays what he calls mind control music. Now, Maury's Coney Island will continue at 8 o'clock. I like Micah and Maury. They're very nice people. And, you know, I'm probably going to miss bumping into Fablio. But you have to understand that the station is probably better off without me because they'll have no one else of my indisputable talent and character to compare themselves to or to compete with. Okay? They can be as crappy as each other without having to look to me as a role model. It's a burden, as I said. The fact of the matter, also, this goes without saying, and I haven't said it before, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to say it again later. You know, first, I tell you what I'm going to tell you. Then I tell you what I'm going to tell you. Then I'm going to tell you what I just told you. And that is, my music is too hot for WFMU. That's right. Anyway, we'll have an announcement later in the program from Gus Bodenheim. But right now, Yunita Bodenheim is branching off. That's right. She's got plans. She has big plans. She's quite the entrepreneur. So here, I'm going to let Yunita Bodenheim tell you about what she's got in store for her after this show goes off the air.
Ladies, did those exotic cooking jags of your youth leave you with shells of stale, unpronounceable powders, unguents, and frothing bottles of who knows what? Why wait another year to clean out the back of your icebox or refresh your spice rack? Everything from old ajvar to flavorless za'atar can be repurposed for personal, household, and industrial applications, and you won't have to empty your pocketbook. Lonely ladies ask me, Yunita, how can I attract a good man? I don't have the time or money for a salon makeover. With my recipe for a Russian dressing paprika rinse, the boys will be calling you red faster than you can toss a salad. For the marrieds, feel free to add some old cayenne for a little extra sass. How does Loretta Young get that farm-fresh, dewy complexion? I don't have to tell you. The secret to everything is meat tenderizer and mayonnaise. Try a weekly McCormick's mask, followed by a finely aged mayo, which also works wonders as a nightly leave-on cold cream. Daytime, slather it on under your pads and soften cracked heels while you clean house. Speaking of cleaning, move over vinegar, baking soda, and Formula 409, old Korean fish sauces in the house. With over 60% of your sodium RDA, fish sauce's high pH effectively removes oily grime and most biological residues from appliances, floors, even the twin set you order that Christmas key party that's still buried in the back of your hamper. Do not use unvirgin acrylic. These are just some of the amazing applications. Even more awaits you in my new how-to and Bodenheim tell-all, The Secrets of Unita. Along with my proprietary hints and tips, you'll also get step-by-step instructions for bulk and industrial preparations. Don't have time for DIY? For ladies who work, pre-made products are also available for direct purchase under my new brand, You Needed This. With your first order, I'll even throw in a free sample of You Needed This Cuticle Cream, or for feline aficionados, You Needed This Litter Box Friend. Need a little extra scratch? With opportunities for multi-level marketing of my bookend products, you can become a You Needed This distributor and finally take that long-awaited fashion holiday in Winnipeg. For more information on my book, products, or resale opportunities, write to Unita S. Bodenheim, care of Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Trust me, you need this, or my middle name isn't Sappho.
That old man River, that old man River, he don't know nothing, but he just keep on trying to tell somebody something, but won't nobody listen to old man River. Don't know nothing, just tell nothing, just keep rolling, just keep rolling up that river, that old man river. He don't know nothing, but he just trying to keep on, trying to keep on, trying to keep on telling somebody something, won't nobody listen to old man river.
Tonight I'm downhearted, For though we have parted, I love you and I always will. And while I'm so lonely, I'm writing you only to see if you care for me still. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I hold with affection a fond recollection, a romance of days now gone by. And often I wonder if I made a blunder by letting you bid me goodbye. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray back to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear,
I hear your new releases. I'm in the market for some brand new pieces. Let me read your record list. There may be something I don't want to miss. Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and the Dorseys. Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, they're the voices. King Cole and Johnny Mercer just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Artie Shaw, Coleman Hawkins, and Harry James, Lena Horne, Dinah Shore, and a few of the names. Carmen Mandanda and Xavier Cugat jumping at the record shop. Jack Benny and Bob Hope tell the jokes. Bob Wills and Spade Cooley play the folks. Sammy Kaye, Gene Cooper, and Johnny Long, Slim Gaylord, the guy wrote this song. Pied Piper Calloway, Anita O'Day, Keith Smith, Perry Como just won't wait. Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford too. Harry James, Jimmy Bussey, Ben Boozy, Betty Hutt, and Kay Kaiser all have fame. Don't be a slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis and Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Ivers, Callaway, Anita O'Dea, Keith Smith and Perry Como, just one way. Eddie Cannon, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford too. Henry Busser, Guy Lombardo knew just what to do. Betty Hutton, Kay Kaiser, all have fame. Don't be a slighted if you miss your name. Al Jarvis, Martin Block, just won't stop jumping at the record shop. We only had 3 minutes and we're not to blame, because we jumping at the record shop. Joe's the baby. You sure look juicy to me. You're just like a lemon, you're so full of juice. But I got a roll that'll make you turn it loose. Juicy baby. Squeeze you, daddy, till you say you're sent. I keep on squeezing till your back is bent. Juicy baby.
Richard, you step a little closer, Richard.
Richard, are you ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready, man.
Sister Scooty Looty, are you ready?
Yes, Pa.
Giant hand.
Now you take this woman for your awful wedded wife. Do you promise to beat her for the rest of your life?
I do, man.
That's real gone. That's real gone, brother. Talk to Sister Scooty Looty over here. Now see what she gonna say about this thing. You take this man for better or worse until the undertaker hauls him away. Now, hey.
I do, Father, I do.
Cut that off, cut that off.
Yes, I do.
Old Rev's gonna cut him step right. Cut that off over there. Cut that off.
Carson is real fried.
Was I gone? Was I gone?
Yes, it was.
I now pronounce you man and wife, and may you fuss and fight for the rest of your life. Kiss the bride.
Oh, Carson.
Come here, sister. You look and kiss your husband. Big party. Pass old Rev a order of ham and greens.
Yes.
A little potato salad and vinegar.
Congratulations.
Order of kumala.
That was a rare fade out. You don't hear fade outs that much on 78. You just end the song. That was Jack McVeigh and his door openers with, he's the same guy that he sang, Open the Door, Richard. That was Richard Getz Hitched. Marion Abernathy before that with the very poetic song, Jehoosie Baby. Slim Gaylord Quartet jumping at the record shop. Vaughn DeLeith did Are You Lonesome Tonight? And my old friend of mine, Herb Blunt, they called him Sonny. I don't know what happened to him. He went to Chicago and never heard from him again. He sang Old Man River, recorded that at home. Now look, this is Courtney. This is, as I announced before, this is the last show. I'm taking the summer off of the WFMU schedule. Now, I have big news. You people wonder what you do. You think they kicked me off the schedule? No. I'm leaving for, I got plans. Big plans. Look, this is another reason I'm not going to be programming on WFMU this summer. It's because we, that's right, a bunch of us, are going to embark on Lola Bell Pancake. She's my agent. She's booked us to travel around the country on what will be our first annual Surface Noise Tour. That's right. It's going to be a rolling celebration of 78 RPM record collections, including yours truly. I'm going to be the headliner. You'll see it up there. My name is at the top. It's going to be sponsored by Sly Weasel Bourbon and Rancho Malario Cigars. Rummy Delbarton, the impresario, is footing the bill for the whole tour. Now, there's a guy who does a show on WFMU. There's a guy, a young kid. He stole our trademark phrase, Surface Noise, and he stole it for his show title. His name is Joe McGaskill. But we made peace with Joe. It was an out-of-court settlement in our favor. And he's going to be joining us. He's going to be on tour with us, and he's going to be a roadie. That's right. Don't worry. He'll be allowed to enjoy himself. We'll have a little taste of our bourbon and the stubs of our cigars. And we promise to pay him minimum wage. We always follow the law when it's convenient. So anyway, thanks to Lola Bell and Rummy, we have rented a motorized Poutin Shanty. That's right, it's a Poutin Shanty on wheels. Gets good mileage, too. And we might be visiting your town. We hope to have the schedules, we're working out the schedule of the Surface Noise Tour. And when we do, we'll have it printed up and it'll be posted on utility poles and at laundromats and on the supermarket community bulletin boards. All over the place, in other words. You'll know about it. Our full tour schedule will also be listed in the Old Codger Penny Saver, which can be found on your front stoop every Friday morning. So look, I'm just putting out the word that if you're a red-hot mama and we're going to be in your town, please do not be shy. Just remember, if you're a red-hot mama, just remember, we love younger women, age 45, 50, but please do not come backstage if you are 40-year-old jailbait, okay? Now look, there is sort of a sad part to this, but it doesn't involve me. It does involve Gus Bodenheim. He's the announcer, the staff announcer for the Old Codger Show. He's not going with us. No. It's not our fault. We would have invited Gus. Sometimes he's fun. But Gus Bodenheim is in the third year of a 5-year contract with WFMU. So he's going to be assigned to another WFMU program to continue announcing commercials and producing amusing features and generally indulging his narcissism. He's not happy about having to stay behind and work for WFMU. Now, I do not know what show he's going to be appearing on, and I don't care. It's not my chair, not my problem. Now, look, I'm going to let Gus Wants to Speak for himself and explain his predicament. So maybe shed a tear for poor, pathetic Gus Bodenheim.
Hello, I am Gus Bodenheim, acclaimed author, trusted spokesperson, award-winning historian, bon vivant, raconteur, what have you, blah, blah, blah. One would think such accomplishments, such statuses, might mean something these days. Yes, one would think, wouldn't one? One would indeed, and one would be mistaken, evidently. Let me be the first to congratulate my colleagues on this world tour or whatever it is. Hooray for you. That's all news to me, frankly. But it sounds like a merry romp. Well earned, I suppose, or at least Del Barton Corporate seems to think so. Alas, the duties I've faithfully performed on Del Barton's behalf are, it seems, meaningless, as I am, it turns out, legally bound to the host station of the Carja program, WFMU. Yes, the contract I thought I'd inked with Courtney, that document turns out to have been signed by someone named Friedman. The irony, Friedman. Now I am expected, while my erstwhile comrades gamble in the open road, to stay behind and lend my talents to whichever moronic program to which I am assigned to. Or so says Assistant General Manager Michelle, a woman who, as I understand it, possesses quite an arsenal of dirty tricks. I'm not accustomed to taking orders from some frail I've barely met, but okay, this is how the game is played these days, fine. It's like my father always said. He said, Gus, when they take away your shuttlecock, switch to pickleball. He was such a horse's ass. But in other words, make lemons into... Just squeeze them and shut up and have a drink. Don't mind if I do. You see, my point is, I'm not one to bellyache. It's not how I was raised. Raised with a Z, right, Courtney? Leveled like some unwanted chicken coop. Well, think again and reel in that wrecking ball. For despite your treachery, this is not a demolition. This is an erection. And it'll be a dandy, dear listener. Yours truly will remain here as Courtney and his toadies gallivant hither, thither, and yon. Yes, good old Gus will remain here as per my legal obligation on some freeform nightmare or another, breathing life into dire commercial copy and still producing the amusing and enlightening features that keep you listening despite the abominable so-called music for which the station is notorious. Proving that my talents are appreciated by some people, I've been optioned by a number of WFMU staffers. I've heard names like Gaylord Fields, Scott Williams, Owen Chusett, the aforementioned Ken Friedman, with a short-term waiver to one Sheila B. and her sophisticated boom boom, whatever the hell that is. But wherever I do land, it's make or break. I'm informed by the likewise aforementioned Michelle, she-wolf of the FMU, that should I come a cropper and banish to some desolate downmarket minor league NPR outpost, Council Bluffs or Des Moines. But to you, dear listener, I pledge this volume sal, this, I pledge this sal of farm, this, I make a promise. wherever and whosoever, under whose auspices my eloquence may have be asked to grace, nothing shall stop me from presenting that which, without same, is mere surface noise and shameless for.
Hey, Gus.
What? Do your worst. For I remain. Gus Bodenheim.
Some folks think the sun shines brightest in a far-off tropic clime. But for mine, I'll take New England, winter, spring, or summertime. I know my fervor won't grow less, for Bridgeport is my port of happiness. Bridgeport by the sea, that's where I'll always want to be. Where the great ships go sailing by, where there's always a smiling sky. Bridgeport by the sea is home, sweet home to me. Though we have a great centennial, my devotion is perennial for my Bridgeport by the sea. Lovely parks where the kids can play, or splash around at the beach all day. Bridgeport by the sea, fair home of industry. You can bet your bottom penny, but I will never leave Connecticut and my Bridgeport by the sea.
Some chaps like a game of tennis, some like boating on the sea. Some are fond of cricket or a ball, they want to kick it, but there's only one sport that appeals to me. I love to hike, that's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. I tramp a mile, then sit a while, and bumblebee there in the grass comes and stings me on my elbow. Down comes the rain and I get wet through. I can't blow my nose because it's already blue. I catch a chill and feel so ill. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. But it's a grand and healthy life. While tramping back, the night was black. My girl tripped into a ditch. I said, you are a clumsy bounder. She shouted, help. I thought I'd begin pulling around, but she kept pulling me in. The ditch was high, we drank it dry. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. I love to hike, that's what I like. Hey, but it's a grand and healthy life. My girl and me sat neath a tree. A great big blackbird with its claws came and tore off my girl's jumper. When she got home, she heard mother shout, you haven't come home, the same as when you went out. She hung her head and blushing said, But it's a grand and healthy life.
That was George Formby. We play a lot of him on this show. That was It's a Grand and Healthy Life from George Formby. And Vaughn DeLeith sang Bridgeport by the Sea. Little encore there from Vaughn DeLeith. We heard her twice in the show. And you heard Gus Bodenheim's lament. This poor Gus. Oh, I feel so sorry for Gus. He can't go on the road with us on the Surface Noise Tour. He's going to have to stay back here at WFMU. And look, I really do feel sorry for Gus. If he's going to have to be here, right? Because we'll be having a lot of fun out there on the road. But anyway, there's other reasons why I'm leaving the WFMU schedule for the summer. By the way, this is Courtney, old codger, in case you're wondering who you're listening to, who's ranting here. It's me. I'm leaving for the summer because I'm too deep for WFMU. It's all the truth about WFMU that I've revealed over the past few years, sitting in this chair, the whole sordid, decadent, integrity-free operation, the charlatans and the poltroons. The management here, they can't take me anymore. That's right, they live in fear of me, just as all the other DJs live in fear of Ken Friedman. Remember, Ken Friedman has a giant poster of a smiling Uncle Joe Stalin on his office wall. Now, in my monologues over the last few years, I have demonstrated, I have proven, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the perfidy of WFMU and its management. I have succeeded in the process of breaking the spirit of management with my exposés on their misdeeds. They're just a bunch of miscreants. I've also presented, I think, through example perhaps, my superior example, I've presented undeniable proof that the DJs on the staff of WFMU, well, with a handful of exceptions, are lower primates. Most of them should never be allowed near a live microphone, and they should not be allowed inside a radio studio or near the turntables. It's not that they don't know good music. The problem is much deeper. They don't understand good music. Now, I have tried to set an example, but they are incapable of adapting. Look, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, because I did not prepare a substantial monologue for this mic break. As I said before, the fact of the matter is that my music is too hot for WFMU. Let's get back to it right now, and I'll prove how hot it is.
Right here in front of me. Bring all the girls right here. I want to talk to them about 2 minutes. I'm telling you, ladies, I want to apologize for Beware. I tried to save the fellas, but they ain't nowhere. I'm telling you.
Stupid pigeons.
Who said stupid? Somebody called you stupid. Don't pay no attention to that. Just listen to me. Ladies, I'm telling you, the fellas ain't no good nowadays. Stick around. Don't be no clown. Don't let me down and listen to what I'm putting down. Pay attention. If he drives you to the beach and starts to reach, look out, sister. If he says you look fetching and want to show you his etchings, don't go up there. I'm telling you, don't you go up there. If he says you look good in a sweater, go home and write him a letter. Mm-hmm. If he buys you quarts of champagne, take a train and go to Maine. Get out of town before it's too late. If he says, darling, you look just like my mother, go home and get your big brother. Have them sapped up. What you sitting there giggling for? This ain't funny. Look at him sitting there giggling. He, the devil. Pay attention to me. Don't be looking around at them. Look at me. Don't listen to nobody but me. Don't listen to Walter Winchell, Gabriel Heater, Ed Sullivan, Luella Parsons, Jimmy Fiddler, J. Edgar Hoover, Billy Rowe, John L. Lewis, Dan Burley, Mr. Anthony, and nobody. Pay attention to me.
Hey,
If something happened to you this summer, you'll say I didn't tell you. I'm giving you some knowledge straight from the shelf. This is some jive I use myself. I found it to be successful to a marked degree, and I'm giving it to you free. If you want to take it for a ride in his car, don't stay too long and don't go too far. If he says, darling, I feel so lucky, tell him to get a train and go to Kentucky. If he says you look grooving, he want to put you in a movie, he ain't no talent scout, he don't know what it's all about. If he laughs at all your jokes, says he only drinks Cokes, and your brand is all he smokes, then he want to meet your folks, don't believe him, it's a hoax. Tell him to get lost, he's the most. Put down that fashion book and pay attention to me. If he says, darling, I'm on the square. Go on home and leave him now. If he says he want to take you for a date and you look great, tell him to go jump in the lake. He ain't nothing but a fake. You better stop that giggling. Look at her sitting there giggling. You'll be surprised what they're framing up on doing this summer on vacation. Stop that laughing and pay attention to me. Listen to what I'm talking about. Listen, if he wants to buy your clothes and nylon hose and take you around the nation on a two-week vacation, buy your diamond rings and mink coats and everything, and he's a mellow creature and want to call a preacher, you don't have to look out. You got him, hold on to him, take him home to mother. Look out! Don't tease him. Mm-mm, don't tease him, just squeeze him. Look out!
Thank you.
That's a sad way to close out the show. It was a very depressing song. It's called After the Ball, sung by Henry Burr. The Brock Sisters sang I'm Lonely Without You, and that's you thinking of me, of course. Vivian Green did He's the Man, He's Tall and Cool. And Louis Jordan and his Timothy Five with Look Out. So this is it. That's right. I'm taking off for the summer. As I mentioned earlier in the program, it's Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. But I'm going to take the summer off and fix up the pouting shanty and the sulking shed and the rage room and the loafing bench. Oh, they're all falling apart because I've been so busy focusing on the radio show. And don't forget the Surface Noise Tour featuring Joe Magasco as our roadie. He's the only one who's going to be driving the motorized pouting shanty. And he's going to be lifting all the heavy equipment and carrying into boxes of the records, the 78 RPM records. We'll be coming to your town. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're a red-hot mama who's not jailbait, as long as you're over the age of 45, you can come backstage at the Surface Noise Tour when we come to your town. So this is a final reminder, the disclaimer, that all opinions expressed on the Old Codger Radio Show do fully represent the views of the WFMU management and staff and the DJs and their spouses and partners and children and pets and all station volunteers and their legal counsel. Now, I also want to say before I sign off that if you want to call me at home, I give my number on the radio all the time. I've had the same number since 1892. It's not that hard to remember. I'm going to give you a hint. It's the number between 5 and 7. Okay? You give me a call sometime. So this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Come on, Lola Bell. Let's go get pressed to the scuppers.
This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in entertainment, we'll return to the air tomorrow with more of your favorite programs. And now, our national anthem.
California, here I come, right back where I started from.
Flowers bloom in the sun.
Yeah,
it's morning, a dawning birdie singing everything. The sun gives me set, don't be late. That's why I can come anyway. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Sing it, Freddie.
California, here I come.
Yeah.
Where bowers of flowers bloom in the sun.
Thank you.